Welcome to Built to Go, a van life podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Wagg, coming to you from the College of Curiosity. This time it is a special Black Friday bonus episode. Oh, I feel so cheesy. But hey, let's talk about what you can actually get during Black Friday that might be worth buying it now rather than waiting for later. And yeah, that's it. That's all we're going to talk about. So if you're not interested in basically me talking about a whole bunch of different products that are on sale for a temporary period of time, this would be a good episode to skip, because that's all I'm going to talk about here. And as much as I like to make the episodes evergreen, well, most of this information is going to expire whenever these Black Friday specials disappear. But there is one thing that might be evergreen. Amazon owns the world, right? At least for a lot of us. You have the thought, oh, I need to buy something. And instantly, you go to Amazon and you buy it from Amazon. You don't even look anywhere else. Wait, this is just me? I'm the only one who does that? I doubt it. I think Amazon has programmed us all in that regard. And if not, that is fine. However, Amazon is not without problems, and Amazon is not as cheap as it used to be. There was a time when Amazon was always the cheapest place to find things, and those days are gone. Amazon is not always the cheapest place to find things, because Amazon's realized that they've got you, especially if you're a Prime subscriber, because you get that sweet, sweet free shipping that you're just not going to look anywhere else. And so they haven't been as price conscious as they used to be. Convenience is king. People will pay more for convenience, and Amazon's pretty darn convenient. But what if we had another option? What if there was something that could compete with Amazon? And there isn't anything that's exactly the same, but there's something that is specific to van life that's worth taking a look at. Full disclosure, I have become an affiliate of this company. I reached out to them. They did not reach out to me because I thought they were doing something that was useful for van life, and everything I've got from this company has been good enough quality. That's not to say it's the best quality, but it's also not the worst. It's actually what they say is what you get, and that's all I can ask for. And that company is Vevor, V-E-V-O-R. They're a Chinese company that sells Chinese stuff, and it's a lot of the copy knockoff stuff that we've all been buying, the Chinese diesel heaters, the water pumps that look suspiciously like a SureFlow water pump, except don't say SureFlow on them. There's all these different products. I know some people don't like to buy these products, and that is fine. This isn't for you. But if you're somebody who's looking to spend as little money as possible to get done what you want done, Vevor is at least worth a look. And here's why I made this effort. I was looking for a diesel heater for my truck cab, and I had used a Vevor diesel heater in my van, and it worked great. I had no complaints at all about that diesel heater. It just worked exactly like I wanted, so I thought, well, I might as well get the same thing again. And I looked on Amazon and found the prices, and then I thought, well, Vevor's got to have their own site, right? And since Amazon charges these merchants to sell on there, maybe it's cheaper on the Vevor site. And oh yeah, it was a lot cheaper on the Vevor site. It was like 30% cheaper. And then I thought, well, maybe when I'm buying this kind of stuff, I shouldn't get it from Amazon. I should get it from Vevor. So I have set up an affiliate account with them. And note to those of you who use affiliate accounts, like if you're trying to build your own brand and use affiliate links to make some money, it absolutely can work. I don't know that you're going to get rich on it, but it can, you know, help pay the bills at the end of the month, you know, maybe buy a tank of gas or something. Vevor's program is pretty good. Their commission rates are high, but they don't have the convenience of Amazon. Amazon sets it up so that if you see a product, you press a button, get a link, and that's it. You just share that link. Anybody who clicks on it, you get a very, very small commission, and it costs the customer nothing more. Vevor's is similar, but it's a few more steps, and the link, the codes they give you, the links, are gigantic. So you kind of have to hide them or something, which doesn't work very well for podcasts, because at least in my case, the podcast software I use often strips the HTML. For example, when this gets posted on YouTube, it shows the bare URL, not links, and these URLs are gigantic. So it's not as slick as Amazon, but that's okay. people will actually go through a little bit of effort to save money, but not too much. Let me just give you some examples from Vivor, and then we'll get into this whole big list I have here. So Vivor has an RV air conditioner. This is a traditional RV air conditioner, the kind that goes on your roof. It fits in the same size hole as a Max Air fan or whatever. It uses 110 volts of power, and it needs a 15-amp circuit all by itself to run. You're probably better off with a 20. Okay, so if you're building out a van, a lot of people have stopped putting these in vans. But if you have an old van, and you have one of these air conditioners, and it's not working, or you have a van that was built by Winnebago or whatever years ago, and it's pre-wired for one of these ACs, well, you may have looked at them and said, oh, God, they're $1,200, $1,400. That's just too much. Vivor's got one for $550. Same thing, and it's designed to replace old units. You just take off the old one, pop in the new one, do the wiring, make sure the gaskets are in place, and you've got your air conditioning. The one that's the cheapest, the $550 one, is 13,500 BTUs, which is a normal RV air conditioner. You can get bigger ones, of course. But in a van, you probably don't want a bigger one. That is nearly three times the air conditioning power as a window unit that most people would have in their home. And it's only 65 decibels, which is pretty quiet. I read the reviews. Everyone seems to think these are pretty good. So do your research. But there's an option I have not seen on Amazon. And for diesel heaters, I mean, they have every size, shape, and color of diesel heater you can imagine. And some of them are really cheap. For about $80, you can get an 8-kilowatt diesel heater, runs on 12 volts or 24 volts. And by the way, anything that will run on 12 volts and 24 volts will also run on 110 volts. You just need an adapter. You can either buy the converter that they sell with it, or you can get an old RV converter. You can do whatever you want. But if you're in a situation where you're only going to use this on shore power, that's fine. You can do that. The one I have linked in the show notes, and all of this stuff is linked in the show notes. The show notes are going to be massive, is for an all-in-one unit. It's blue. I like blue. The all-in-one units are fun because you just have to drill the holes for the exhaust and then wire them up to power, add fuel, and you're done. You don't have to worry about tapping into the fuel tank or where you're going to put all the stuff. It simplifies the installation. But they are not portable. I mean, you still have to have a hole that goes outside your vehicle to get that exhaust out of there. So you might see the pictures. Oh, that's easy. You just carry it around like a suitcase. Yeah, no. Some of them have handles, but you can't actually just carry them around like a suitcase and expect to use them unless you set them up to use them exclusively outdoors where it blows the hot air in, which would be a tent installation. But that is something that you could do in your van as well. So that's just two examples. They don't sell furniture, but they do sell just about everything you can think of for automotive, wiring, DC to DC chargers. I mean, all that kind of stuff that we talk about on Van Life here, they pretty much have. I will have a link in the show notes. That's a blanket 5% off coupon. 5%, it's not a lot, but it's not nothing. If you click on that, then anything you buy will be 5% off, and I will get a tiny commission that does not affect your price. So, anyway, that's it. That's the evergreen part of this. Vivor can be an alternative to Amazon. It can save you money, and that's that. But all right, now we're back in Amazon land because they make the link so easy. What does Amazon have for solar? So I looked at a few different things. Now, before I get into these, I have to say this is not the best Good Friday I've ever seen. There are discounts, but there's always discounts, and these discounts just aren't extraordinary. There have been times I've been very excited. Holy cow, this is great. That happened very few times. So any of these things that sound good, they're good. They're fine. If you're ready to buy these things, this is a good time. But none of these are like, oh, geez, I should change my plans and buy this now. I'll let you know if I see anything that's that good, but I don't think I did. So solar. 100-watt rigid panel, right? I like 100-watt rigid panels. I've used them for years. They're almost bulletproof. There is exactly one part that can go bad. You can solder back in there in a matter of seconds, which I have done. I think they're the way to go. If you can fit 100-watt panels or 200-watt panels, but rigid glass solar panels, I think you're going to have the best solar experience. So saying that, how much should a 100-watt solar panel cost these days? I don't know how much it should cost, but I can tell you that with the Black Friday deal, it's $42.49, which is about 1/4 the price I was paying when I first started doing van life. $42.49 for a 100-watt solar panel. And that would be all you would need if you had a modest build. Like, let's say you had a 100 amp hour lithium battery. This literally could solve all your power needs for $40.49. I would personally do more things than that, but this could be enough. And that's going to be cheaper than any portable panel solution you might find. For example, if you buy a Jackery or whatever, they say, oh, buy the Jackery portable panels. They're going to be a lot more money. They're not going to be as good as this. And you can use this with your Jackery. You just have to adapt the MC4 connectors. You need an extra cable, and this will work fine for your Jackery. I charge my Jackery with these all the time. $42.49. That is kind of amazing. So, link in the show notes. This one happens to be by Traverforce. I have bought these panels from many different brands. I really haven't noticed much difference. There's a little edge taste differences, but they're all almost identical. Very polite types of things. And next, well, if you're doing this, you might want to get a solar charge controller. Now, if you're using a power station, you don't need the charge controller. It's built into the power station. But if you're just using a battery, a standalone battery, you do need some kind of a charge controller. The best charge controllers are MPPT, maximum power point tracking is what that stands for, and it will extract every last amp out of solar that it possibly can. However, those units are expensive and big, and that's been my latest complaint about using the MPPT controllers, is that they're just big. They're the size of a cigar box. You can get a much smaller, much cheaper controller that will kind of work. I mean, here's the thing. You only need enough power. People are often focused on getting the most. I got to have the most. I need 10,000 gigawatts of power. You don't. You just need enough. If you've gotten through the day and you've had enough power to do everything you wanted, you've won. There are no bonus points. So with that mindset, the $9.99 solar charge controller, it's PWM, pulse wave modulation, not as good a way to do solar, but it works. And I've used these in several of my rigs, and they're fine. Never have I sat in there and been like, I don't have enough power. I wish I'd bought the MPPT. Now, if I had a budget and I was fitting out a rig, yeah, I would put an MPPT, but I would be spending $100-$150 on that. If you're just experimenting with solar, if you're just getting into it and you're unsure of it all, I don't think it's a bad idea to get one of these $9.99 charge controllers. And that price is not a Black Friday price. That's a normal price. And heck, you can get two for $16.49. Although, I don't know why you would need two. You'd need two different setups. But anyway, these things can work. $9.99. If you are curious about solar, you've never done it before, that panel for $42 and this for $9.99 will get you into solar for $53. In a pretty robust system, I mean, this will easily charge a 100 amp hour battery. Yes, you need the battery and you need some wires, but basically that's all you're spending. So that's in there too. Here's a thing that I didn't know existed and it makes so much sense. This is a solar cable entry gland. Love that word, huh? Gland. This is the thing that you mount on the roof of your van that wires pass through. So it's like the gateway for the wires to get from the outside to the inside of your van, and they're waterproof. And I guess that's why they're called glands. I don't actually know why they use that word. They look like knobs, but they have a hole in them. And as you tighten the knob, the hole closes. It's like rubber that constricts, and that goes around the cable, and that keeps water out. But you have to cut your solar cables to do this. And I know people don't like to cut cables. This other one that I'm recommending today has MC4 connectors built into it. You don't have to cut anything. You drill a hole, mount this over the hole using butyl tape, which we'll get to in a second, and screw it down, because it's a good idea. I know you don't like to screw things either, but you really should. It keeps things in place. And holes in the roof are not that... Anyway, I'm getting off on my ranting here, but still. MC4 goes right into this, and then coming out of the hole in your van are just two wires, which is what you need to hook up to your solar controller anyway. If you get one of these, make sure you look and see what length the cord is, because they come in different lengths. And yeah, you can just extend that cord. It's just a piece of 10 AWG wire that you can add on to. That's not a big deal. Heck, you could put a switch in there or something if you wanted to and then extend from there. But I like the idea that you can just plug your solar into it. And the nice thing is that if you want to take your panels off for the winter or whatever, I don't know why you'd want to, you can just unhook them and you don't have to deal with the hole. I had this problem with the van. When I sold the van, I kept the solar panels, I had the gland on the roof, and I was like, well, if I take the solar panels off, there's going to be a hole there. So I had to snip the wires and leave the wires in to keep it watertight. If I had one of these, I could have just unclipped it. And it's cheap. It's only $17.84. $17.84. It's normally $21, so that is a little bit of a savings. You can get them in black and white. And I don't know what company makes these. Oh, here it is. Trisinger. Ooh, fancy name. Solar cable entry gland is what it's called, and 10 AWG is the normal size for solar cable. So that's worth a look. And then finally in the solar department, actually I've got one more thing after this, Dicor. It's Dicor butyl seal tape. Butyl tape is old-fashioned, but it works. It's polite. It's easy to work with, and it's not tape. It is almost like a clay. It's like a clay tape if you've never seen this stuff before. It is utterly waterproof. It holds its shape. And the idea is that you make a gasket with this stuff. You put the gland on it. And when you screw it down, it kind of squishes it and it seeps out. And that's good. And the stuff never dries. That's the thing. This stuff never dries. It's not sticky and it never dries. And it makes a perfect seal. I've heard people say they don't like butyl tape anymore. I love butyl tape. Okay, that's my perspective. I think butyl tape is great. It's also good if you have an uneven space and you need to build it up a little bit more. You can just keep stacking pieces of butyl tape up within reason, and it can fill the gap. So get a roll of butyl tape. Dicor actually makes butyl tape. People have said, don't use butyl tape, use Dicor. And I'm like, well, then why does Dicor make butyl tape? It is especially for this. It is for glands and windows and ACs and stuff like that. It's $11.81 for a roll, and that's not bad. It's for a 30-foot roll. That'll do you pretty well. So definitely get some of that and just keep it in your toolkit. And then finally, of course, I have to recommend a battery. I didn't see any solar generators that really popped out at me as being exceptional. Prices on those have dropped crazy. There's 8 million different options, and none of them were like, holy cow, this is great. So I'm not going to recommend a solar generator, which of course is neither, but I will recommend a 100 amp hour lithium battery, kind of the building block of many power systems. And I have not used this brand, but at this point, it's like everything else. Everything's generic. And the only reason that they have a name is so they can get paid. And the name they chose is... Why can't you pick something I can pronounce? What does that even say? E-I-I-E-V? Yeah. E-I-I-E-V. Or is that an L? I don't know. Good luck figuring it out. Yeah, it's E-I-I-E-V. How do you pronounce that? I-E-V? I don't know. Anyway... They've got a cheap battery, so I'm going to go with that. For $87, you can get a 100 amp hour lithium battery, lithium iron phosphate, and it has low temperature protection, which is what a lot of the cheap ones don't have. So this is the workhorse battery. You can put in two or three or however many you need, and it's actually cheaper to buy them by the one than in the two packs, which is weird, but... Yeah, this is your basic battery. It's got a BMS, nothing super fancy. It's not going to have an iPhone app or anything like that. It's just going to give you power. And for most folks, that's all you need. So $86, and that's with free shipping. Everything I'm saying here is with free shipping. This is a thing with batteries now that you have to watch out for. With all the crazy laws and tariffs and all the changes in the country now, the free shipping is being variable. And some of the batteries I found that were actually a little cheaper than this had $90 shipping. So if you're in the U.S., you have to be careful to make sure that you are getting shipping from the U.S. If you try to get shipping from other countries, like even Canada, you can get hit not only with tariffs, but brokerage fees, which UPS tried to charge me recently. And that can add up to costing much more than the thing you were wanting in the first place. So anyway, that's a decent battery. Again, have not used the brand, but it checks off all the boxes. And it has good reviews because, you know, they paid some server farm to give them good reviews or whatever. Let's talk about water. We got to trill the T there to sound official. Water. I found this thing that I think is pretty cool. You could use this as your entire water system in your van, but it's not for that. This is the portable, intelligent electric pressure washer pump. This is basically a standalone garden hose with a sprayer. It doesn't come with a tank. But everything you need to have a garden hose is in one package. And all you would have to do is stick a hose in a bucket of water. Runs on 12 volts, plug it into your cigarette lighter, and then you have a spray nozzle, and The thing is that's different about this is it's 160 PSI. Most RV systems are 50 PSI or 30 PSI. They're not approaching 160. So it's much higher pressure. So it's probably not something you're going to use every day. But if you had the need to, say, wash your van, this would give you enough power to effectively wash your van. Not like a pressure washer. You're not going to peel the paint off with this thing. But it will give you a strong stream of water until your water runs out just using 12 volts. It's $26.63. And what I like about it is that it's actually not in, you know, it's not a box with a hose coming out of it. It's the components. You can see the pump. You can see the hose. You can see the couplers. You can see how it all works. It would be very easy to maintain. And $26.63 with free shipping. That's pretty darn good. And that's from the Bang for Buck store. Link in the show notes. At least I can pronounce that. Okay, this one is exactly standalone. And if I hadn't already bought something for my cap, I might consider this. This is the Fantique F-A-N-T-T-I-K NB8 Nano Portable Cordless Electric Sprayer. This is a tank with a pump all in one unit with a handle and a sprayer. It's basically the entire package of a plumbing system for your van except the drain. If you want, if you have a no build, if you have a minivan, if you want to be able to take the water out of the van and take it with you and use it outside, you want to wash your hair outside but rinse off dishes inside, whatever, this will do all that. 2.1 gallon tank, not a lot, but the nice thing about a 2.1 gallon tank is that it's not super heavy. You can fill it every day if you have a water source, and the tank disconnects. So this kind of, it looks kind of like a humidifier, if you've ever seen one of those, with a handle on the top. The tank comes off, you take that, you fill it, and you plop it back down and snap it onto the base, and then you get 100 PSI of water, which is pretty good. And it's all in one. It's one thing. And then, you know, when you're done camping, like let's say you go camping in your minivan on weekends and you're done, you just take this out and put it on the shelf. And then, you know, you don't have to do any work. Literally no work. You have everything you need in one package. It even has space to store things, like all the hose and stuff fold into it. So it's just one very convenient thing. Oh, and it's battery powered. You can run it on maximum flow for 40 minutes, but then you have to recharge it. Depending on what you do, I mean, you could actually charge this and last a whole weekend. If you use it on minimum flow, it'll last an hour. If you think about how often you use the water, if you're just like doing dishes once in a while, an hour is plenty for a weekend. And it's USB-C chargeable, so you can just charge it while you're driving. So I think it's kind of a cool thing. It's not the cheapest thing. It's $70, but that is a huge discount. It's normally $160. So this could be on the list of, yeah, that's a Black Friday deal that maybe you want to take a look at. Other similar things cost a lot more. I can't find anything like that that's in that price range, except for the thing I recommended before that's like a jerry can with a pump. They do have a USB version of that that's the same price, and it holds 5 gallons, but it's nowhere near the power. That's the difference. That's going to be sort of like a trickle of water, which is enough. It's enough water to do most things. This thing you can actually crank up and get some power out of. And again, you don't have to carry 5 gallons of water. You can only carry, you can only have to carry 2. So anyway, I'll have a link in the show notes. You decide what you think about that. Here's the thing I think everybody should have in their van. I've had one in mine the entire time I've been doing van life because my wife gave it to me and she loves me. So I think you should have one too. And that is a Life Straw. This is an amazing little bit of technology here. I first heard about these at TED, and it's basically a little plastic tube that you can drink dirty water out of. This will strain out most of the bad things you'd find in, say, a stream or a lake. It's not going to do salt water. It's not going to do urine. If you want to watch some hilarious YouTube videos, you can see people trying that. They make interesting faces. But it will protect you from things like Giardia and all the kind of stuff that makes you sick if you drink river and stream water, and that is important. It will not save you from contaminated water. You know, if there's water with a rainbow sheen that makes it look like oil's gotten in there or something, no. This is, in a way, a substitute for boiling water, and it's just a straw. You can literally, you know, hike around and say, I'm thirsty. You can stick it in the stream and just suck straight out of the stream and have a drink. That is amazing. The thing is, they're $9.99. This is the Black Friday deal. It's $9.99. I have never used mine. I've never needed to. But for $10, I know that if I break down somewhere and I'm going to be there for a while and I run out of water, I can go walk and find a stream or something and get enough water to keep myself alive. So I've got a link for that one for the $9.99, but I also have a link for folks who are going to be out longer, and this isn't terribly convenient. You know, they're like, every time I want to get a drink, I got to go like kneel down at the stream like I'm a goat or something. Well, they do make them that will have a bag, and then the water will drip through the straw, and then you can collect it over time. And the one that looks the best to me is the Water Drop Gravity Water Filter Straw. This is, you could say it's a knockoff of a Life Straw, but a lot of them are now. And the way this works is you have a bag. It's a nylon bag. It's pretty secure. And you go and you fill that with water, and then you hang that from a tree or whatever, and then water comes out of a tube and then goes through the straw and then into a container. And so you can filter a gallon of water over a certain amount of time. It'll do 1.5 gallons at a time, and that'll take time. This is not quick. It'll be a drip. So it's something like in the morning you want to get water and then let it sit there. And if you have a clear bottle that's sitting in the sun, the UV will help disinfect as well. So this is a good solution if you are going to be using a lot of water and a Life Straw wouldn't be convenient. Now, there are reports that this thing clogs easily, so you are going to have to maintain it. These filters, you have to backwash them from time to time and get all the sediment out of them. But as long as you do that, this should work pretty well. And the nice thing is, it's only $26. For $10, you can have like the emergency one, and for $26, you can have the one that is actually practical if you were camping with it. And while we're talking about water, let's head over to the kitchen. So I recommended this before. Honestly, I just think this is cute. And once in a while, I get to choose something because it's cute. And this thing is cute. This is the 5-piece kitchen gadget set. This would be a good gift for somebody who's just starting out in van life or whatever. Or if you need a stocking stuffer, it's only $8. But it is a potato peeler, a grater, a pizza cutter, and a bottle opener that are all kind of like on a keychain. And then for a little bit more money, you can add a knife. It's just the kind of stuff that will get lost in your drawers or whatever. And because of the way it's all linked together like a keychain, you can just throw it in the drawer and you're going to find it. And these are things that you're not necessarily going to use all that often. I mean, okay, the bottle opener maybe. But the pizza cutter, you know, that's a once in a while thing. And the graters too. And the potato peeler. I mean, it's just cute, okay? I'm putting this on there because it's cute. I get to do that every once in a while. It's $8. It's cute. This is not cute, this next one, but it is useful, and I don't know why this is in the kitchen section, but that's where I put it, so I'm not going to move it now. This is the Cascawise Upgrade Car Ceiling Cargo Net. This is an interesting thing. It's a cargo net that goes on the roof of your car, on the ceiling of your car, and you attach it to the handles that have an interesting euphemistic name that I'm not allowed to use if I want to keep my non-adult status for the podcast. And it stretches tight across the ceiling, and then you can put stuff in it, basically. This would be perfect for minivanners or car camping folks because you're struggling for storage like we all are, and this one is better than most. It's a lot more sophisticated than just a net. It is a net, but it's a very fine net, so you can put things up there and not worry about them falling out, and it has zippered pockets. Now, you're not going to put heavy things up there. I wouldn't put a shovel up there or anything like that. But clothing, maybe your shades. I mean, this would be perfect for that if you've made your own reflective shades for the windows and you're like, where the heck do I put these? You could just stuff them up there and they're completely out of the way. It's $18.69. Not all that much money. I think it will be best for folks that have 4 doors on their vehicle. I think you could make it work, but you'd have to install hooks for the back. But if you have a 4-door vehicle that has handles in the front and back, this is going to take you 5 minutes to set up, and then you've got a whole lot more storage. All right, back to the kitchen. This is interesting, and I have mixed feelings about it, okay? This is a portable camping cooking utensil set. When I used to camp with Boy Scouts way back in the day, and we did like real camping, we camped in the woods with tents and we cooked on fires and had to get our own firewood and all this stuff and had to haul water. It's a little different now. My understanding is Boy Scouts don't let you have fires anymore, but whatever. Stuff changes. I get it. But back then, we had a utensil kit that was in this pouch that you could hang that had pockets, and you would just roll it up, and everyone always knew where the utensils were. Well, they're in there. You use the utensil, you wash it, you put it in there, and then you roll it up. And it was easy. We never lost anything. There was never, hey, where's the spatula? We never had that problem. And they still make them, and they're a little bit more sophisticated. So this one has too much stuff in it. That's what bothers me. I imagine that everything in this is actually fairly poor quality. And I haven't tried it, but it's $26, and it comes in this fold-out bag, kind of like a dop kit, you know, one of those travel toiletry kit things. It's like that, only bigger. And then the long utensils go into these slots, and they're in there, and then there's zippered pouches and space for smaller ones down below. And let me just tell you what it comes with. Can opener, bottle opener, a meat knife, a vegetable knife, a cutting board, an egg separator, spotted spoon, I think they mean slotted spoon, a spatula, a turner, I think they mean tongs, a ladle, a lemon lime squeezer, I guess you have to use both at the same time, a lobster pick, which is something I have actually needed in my van, a mandolin, not the instrument, the kind of vegetable cutter, a pastry brush, which I've needed and not had and missed, a peeler for potatoes and zucchini and stuff. Scissors. Oh, it has tongs. So I don't know what the turner thing is. I'll have to figure that out. It has tongs and a turner. And a rice spoon. What the heck is a turner? Looking at the pictures, it's a spoon. It has three different spoons, okay? Anyway, it's basically everything you need to use in the kitchen. All in one package and it's $25.55. Now, again, if you're building out a full build, like in a schoolie, you don't need this. You'll have drawers or whatever. But if you're doing a no build or you need a gift for somebody who's just starting out, this would be a great way to start out. And then as you use stuff, you're like, well, this spatula's crap. I want a different one. And you could just replace it with a nylon one or whatever. That's the thing. All this stuff is stainless steel. So if you're using Teflon pans, it's not great. But it's tough, supposedly. The reviews are pretty good. I watched a bunch of stuff, and I've done that for all of this. This isn't just blind stuff. I've actually done as much research as I can to make sure it's decent. I think it's decent, but I still kind of have reservations about the quality of each individual thing. We're talking about $26 here for every kitchen utensil you need. I think it's worth considering. And if you're really excited, there's a 32-piece set that is $30. That is, it's kind of in the same link. And that one comes with cutlery. So you've got spoons, forks, and knives. So that's basically all the kitchen stuff you could need for, weirdly, five people. They chose to have five place settings. Hey, that's the most you could fit in a van comfortably, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, link to that in the show notes. The brand is Gaia Loop. Yes, Gaia Loop. This is on my list of, yeah, you should buy this. It's from Kamenstein. Sounds like some Middle Asian country. It is the round multi-spice container filled with spices, which is very appropriate for a multi-spice container. Basically, it's one container that has all your quote-unquote basic spices. It has pepper, salt, granulated garlic, paprika, cumin, and chopped onion. And you have to wonder, like, who decided those were the spices I need? I mean, like, where's the oregano? And guess what? You get to change them out. The way this thing opens is it's very easy to replace those spices. So it comes preloaded with those, or you can put in whatever you want. Here's the reason I like this. It's cheaper than buying all those spices individually. By far, spice prices not only rhymes, but it's crazy now. Things are expensive. And this, for $8.76, basically gives you all the spices you need with your own personal modification. But here's the other thing. This thing is small enough that you can put it in a Ziploc bag and throw in those do not eat silica gel packs that you got the last time you bought an Xbox or whatever you bought. Throw those in there. That will keep your spices dry. In the summer, when it's really humid, sometimes spices get in there and cake up your salt. And because of the shape of this, it's easy to prevent that. So, hey, basic spices, $9, and you can replace them with what you want. I think it's a good idea. And this is kitchen adjacent anyway. This is a weird thing. Now, I haven't tried this, but it's intriguing. I use liquid soaps in the van because bar soap is messy and, you know, like, you've all probably done this. You go take the shower at the camp shower and you've used the bar soap, and, well, then what do you do with it? I mean, you can put it in a Ziploc bag, but then it gets all slimy, or you can put it in a soap box, but then that gets all slimy, and sometimes those things fall in the water and you don't notice, and your soap gets all mushy, but you want to use bar soap. Like, let's say you have a beard and you like the new bar soap for beards thing. And you just, where do you put that? I mean, I actually tried this. I did a review of bar shampoo, oh, maybe 150 episodes ago. And it was fine. And, you know, you're being efficient, right? Because it's just the soap. You don't have water with it. You're not bringing extra water. It doesn't freeze. There's reasons that this makes sense. But what do you do with the messy bar of soap after you're done with it? The box it came with, I thought was waterproof, and it wasn't. I literally had no place to put this thing. That's what this product solves. It is the Mirai Clinical Magnetic Soap Holder. I don't know what makes it clinic. It's only for clinical soap or magnets. I don't know. Anyway, firmly attach that to a wall somewhere. And it has a big magnet on it. And then it comes with these inserts that kind of punch into your soap. And when you're done with the soap, you just attach them to the magnet. And if you do this by the sink, the soap can actually drip into the sink, and then it's just there. And you don't have any mess. It's just there. Now, I don't know if this would hold up to rough road conditions, but what's the worst that's going to happen? Oh, no, it fell off into the sink. I mean, unless the sink was full of water or something, which it wouldn't be. It's not a big deal. I am intrigued. I don't think my current build would work for this kind of thing. But my last build would have. It's $8. There's a whole bunch of these things, all right? The one that I'm linking is only $8. It is by Mirai. But if you like the idea, you can search around and see all the other ones. Some of them are very attractive. I'm curious. If any of you guys actually try this, let me know. I'm really curious because I think it's an interesting solution to a weird problem. All right, let's talk about cooking. I love cooking on a butane stove. It is my favorite. Even after I installed the fancy propane stove in my van, I still like the butane stove. It's just so easy. You turn the knob, the flame lights, it's controllable just like you're at home. It gives off a lot of heat, very easy to boil water, and they're cheap, and they're lightweight, and they're small. I mean, really, unless you are doing cooking on very, very large pots or frying pans, which you cannot do on these because the heat gets built up over the butane tank, and that's bad. These things are wonderful. They're portable. But the difficulty is that butane is not always readily available, and sometimes it's crazy expensive when it is. That is, I think, the main reason people shy away from these. So let me give you the secret. There's two excellent places to get butane for these things. One is Asian supermarkets, because Asian cuisine often uses these with a wok, which is shaped in such a way that it will not heat up the butane tank, to be clear. So if you're in a large city or a place that has a good enough Asian community that they have a supermarket, yeah, you can go buy them there. But by far, the best place to get them is at Amazon, and I will talk about that in a second. But the one of these I like the best is actually the one that solves all the problems. The one I have is a gas one. This is a different brand. I'm just recommending it because it's cheaper. It's basically the same thing. This is from Gas Power, which is spelled P-O-W-O-R, because that's easy. Maybe Gas Power was taken and they just wanted the sounds. I don't know. Anyway, they're basically all the same thing. This one is nice, though, because it comes with two things that most of them don't. It comes with wind screens, which is the biggest problem with these, and it can run on propane. You can use one of those hated little green bottles with this if you have to, and those you can still find almost everywhere, except maybe not California. So if you ever did run out of butane, you could find a propane can and use it. And the adapter fits into it, so it's not like something you're going to lose. You can just stick it in there and just forget about it. And then you're like, oh, no, I ran out of butane. Oh, no problem. I'll just get some propane. So that's why I like this. And it's only $27, which is a pretty good price. That's 25% off. So that's the gas power, the butane. I have never, ever run out of butane, and that's because I did this. I went onto Amazon, and I bought 28 cans of butane. This stuff goes down in price dramatically if you scale. So right now, and the price varies, for $55. $55 sounds like a lot, but you get 28 cans, which is a lot. I mean, that's maybe, depending on how you cook, that could be a couple years worth of butane. It depends. I can get several meals out of a can of butane. Like, I mean, maybe 5 or 7. If I'm boiling spaghetti water, I'm going to use more. But if I'm just heating up an egg, I use a lot less. You know, I mean, you can do the math. But yeah, by doing it this way, I'm paying less than $2 for a can of butane. Whereas if you go to Home Depot, they're like $8 if you can find the right one. And at the Asian markets, they're like $5 usually. I haven't looked in a while. So that's the secret to butane cooking. And if you have a butane heater, that too. Buy in bulk. Yes, you have to store the cans. If you're always on the road, that's a bit of a pain. But if you have a place to store stuff, I'm sorry, I'm going to stretch this out a little bit more. The reason I like butane more than propane is that the cans are disposable or recyclable. It's just like a hairspray can. That's all there is to it. You don't have any trouble with recycling these things. Now, there may be, people might say, oh, you can't recycle that. But you can. It's just a can. It's not heavy walled metal or anything. So what I do is that when it's empty, and I'm sure it's empty, I'll take a can opener or something and pop holes in it and crush it. So it's obvious that there's no gas in this thing. And then I just throw it in with metal recycling. No one's yelled at me yet, but I don't know how they would find out it was me anyway. And last, the last section, comfort. Ah, comfort. One of my favorite things I have purchased in regards to comfort is the 12-volt electric blanket. I didn't think it would work, and then I bought one, and holy cow, it works. There are some things, though, you have to look for if you buy one of these things. First off, make sure it's washable. They're not all washable. The cheap ones often have everything wired in such a way that you can't wash them because there's all these cords and a little bit of electronics that can't get wet. So you're basically going to use this thing until it smells too bad, and then you're going to cut the cord off and give it to the dogs or something. But the washable ones, yeah, you can use them much longer. And they don't cost that much more. Plus, the washable ones, what makes them washable is you can disconnect the cord. That means you can use it as just a blanket. So that's nice too. The other thing you want to look for is an auto shutoff, which almost all of them have, and adjustable temperature. And this one that I'm recommending has all of those things. And guess what? It's from a brand name you've heard of. This is from Sealy. And I'm positive they didn't make it. I'm sure someone's just licensing their name, but I don't care because this is what I think is the perfect 12-volt electric blanket. It's 59 inches long. Now, that's important. 59 inches is not as long as a regular blanket. This is meant to be used with another blanket. And it's 43 inches across. And I have found that this will keep me warm all night long. Yes, it uses power. Doesn't use that much power. I'm kind of amazed at how low the power requirement is. And the way I handle this is I power this off of one of my power banks, not my main battery system. That way I do not have to worry about draining my main battery system too much. I would not use one of these things overnight if you're running off of the starter battery. I don't think that's a great idea. However, if you're driving, yeah, you could use it while you're driving, but don't sleep while you're driving. That is bad. It comes in a bunch of different colors and patterns and stuff, but the good news is it's $30. And if you're sleeping in the winter in relatively mild areas, like, you know, if you're talking 40s or, say, 7 degrees Celsius, this could be all you need. You might not need any other heater. And for $30, geez, I think you should just get it just to have it. It's a good blanket for $30, if nothing else. So, link in the show notes. But this one is actually from Sealy. It has 3 different power settings, and you can set the timer for like 2, 4, 6, and 10 hours. A lot of them won't get through the whole night. They stop at 4. This one will get you through the whole night. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't suggest my favorite product that I have found this year. This is kind of pathetic, but I really, really love these things. It is the Gaiatop Mini Portable Stroller Fan. I own 5 of them now. I love these things. It's just a little fan. It's got a battery in it that you charge up. And it's got 3 different speeds. And it has those Gorilla Grip fingery things. And it will blow nice air on you wherever you are for a long time. On low, you can get through the night. They charge USB-C, and they're small enough that it's easy to throw them in a suitcase or just move them to whatever part of the van you're in. If you're cooking and it's a little too smoky, turn on this fan and make it blow the smoke where it needs to go. If you're hot and your partner's not, move this thing over to you and hang it from a grab rail, a headboard, or just make a tripod and plop it down right next to you. And heck, if you don't need the legs, they pop off and you can have it just sit there on a base. It's $15, which is actually a lot. Now, here's the deal. You can get fans like this for $10, and I have a few. They're not as good. That extra $5 is just, 50% more. That extra $5 is worth it. It's a smaller fan and a better fan. You don't want a light. You don't need any fancy gauges or anything like that. Just get the basic fan. And as much as I love my Venti, and I do love my Venti, I would rather have 5 of these fans than 1 Venti, which is about the price comparison. So this is the Gaiatop GAIA Mini Portable Stroller Fan. You don't need a stroller to use it. No, seriously, if you are somebody who likes fans or can't sleep without a fan and travels a lot, I absolutely 100% recommend these things. I recommend them so much that I want to send you one for free, but I can't do that because that would cost way, way too much money. But if I could, I would, and after all, it's the thought that counts. Well, folks, there you have it. I hope some of this is useful to somebody, and I feel like a horrible shill because, yes, I will make a little bit of money if any of you click on any of the links in my show notes, but that isn't why I did this. I honestly think these products can make your van life better. And if you can find them cheaper somewhere else, please buy them there, okay? I am on your side. It doesn't cost anything to use the links, so that's why I do it. But if you do find a great bargain on any of these things or anywhere else, let me know, and I'll share it with the group and the Discord channel and on Facebook. And if it's a really good one, I'll mention it next week. Coming up on the show, I'm going to be doing more normal content, and I do have a big update on the 5-volt power system, thanks to a listener who pointed out a very basic fact that I had overlooked. In short, don't do the 5-volt circuit in your van, and I will explain why the next time I talk at you. So, thank you very much for listening. Music, as always, is by Simon Wick. Until next time, remember these words from Stephen Wright. I met this wonderful girl at Macy's. She was buying clothes, and I was putting slinkies on the escalator.